With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Republicans, well, they're celebrating their election victory in Tennessee, but there are a few concerns. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In last year's presidential election, Donald Trump won Tennessee's 7th congressional district by 22 points. Last week, a Republican candidate was victorious in that district's special election for a seat in the U.S. House, but Matt Van Epps won by only single digits in an overwhelmingly conservative district. That margin of victory, coupled with Democrat victories in other states this year, has some Republicans concerned about the 2026 midterms, prompting a call for the GOP and the White House to focus on ways to reduce the cost of living. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's more fallout from the recent government shutdown, the FAA launching a probe into U.S. airlines over a number of flight cuts. Here's correspondent Andrew Stewart.
The agency is looking into whether U.S. airlines complied with an emergency order to cut flights at 40 major airports during the government shutdown. The FAA has warned airlines they could face fines of as much as $75,000 for each flight over the mandated reductions. The 43-day federal shutdown that began October 1st led to long delays as unpaid air traffic controllers missed work.
Meanwhile, the Department of Transportation is now waiving part of a fine assessed against Southwest Airlines after the company canceled thousands of flights during a winter storm in 2022. Netflix striking a huge deal to buy Warner Brothers Discovery. $72 billion agreement would bring together two of the biggest players in television and film, and officials say it could potentially reshape the entire entertainment industry. This is SRN News. United States will no longer commemorate World AIDS Day.
President Trump has instructed federal offices to stop spending taxpayer dollars on the event, which has come to be seen as something that promotes the LGBT agenda. The administration says it will continue helping in the global fight against the disease, but will skip the commemorative aspects. Before winning his second term, the president vowed to stop spending money on promoting the LGBT agenda after hearing from many angry constituents. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new book illuminates a little-known aspect of Russia's history. It's post-World War II anti-Semitic purges. In the mid-1950s, Russian officials carried out a wave of state-sponsored anti-Semitism, including the purge of Jews from multiple occupations and unwritten quotas that, quote, unlimited their various professional as well as a number of educational opportunities. This is SRN News. Sunday marked 84 years since Japan launched its surprise. Make that 83 years since they launched the attack on the U.S. naval base.
Just last year, Shea told the AP he hoped the end of the war would have brought peace.
I would like to see that it has had more effect on the whole world, but it has not. Because you see that we go from one war to the next.
Correspondent Ed Donahue says that 19-year-old Army medic Charles Shea was a decorated Native American who served on Omaha Beach, that on D-Day. Of course, it was 84 years ago when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. Shea, by the way, passed away this past week. He was 101 years old and being remembered as a true American hero. More details at srnnews.com.